It's Thursday, October 27th, 2016 AD. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. The state of Georgia issued a legal demand that Dr. Eric Walsh, a lay pastor, hand over his sermons, sermon notes, and his Bible. Dr. Walsh was one of the nation's leading health administrators until being fired in 2014 by the Georgia Department of Public Health after learning of his faith. Walsh has filed a federal lawsuit against Georgia alleging unlawful religious discrimination. Now, as a part of that lawsuit, the state of Georgia is demanding he hand over religious documents. David Welch, director of the U.S. Pastor Council, stood yesterday in an Atlanta press conference with Dr. Walsh. Welch was one of 5 Houston pastors who had his sermons and sermon notes subpoenaed by lesbian Houston Mayor Anise Parker over his opposition to a transgender bathroom ordinance. Listen to Welch's remarks from yesterday's press conference.
It should also shock the nation when a highly respected doctor, humanitarian, and pastor is fired as punishment for his faith and for his sermons. It should outrage the nation when a pastor faces the threat and the tyranny of state government reaching into the pulpits and declaring that nothing is safe. There is no free speech. Is this Nazi Germany? Is this a Soviet Union? Is this North Korea? Is this one nation under God or one nation without God? May it never be. Is this a day when the devil went down to Georgia looking for a sermon to steal? Not on this day. We are standing with Dr. Eric Walsh against the perpetrators of this act of aggression against the First Amendment, God-given guaranteed rights of every pulpit in America. Any threat against any pulpit by the state is a threat to every pulpit in every place at all times. We will not be silent.
Stand with Dr. Eric Walsh today by adding your name to the online petition at frc.org/Walsh. One Syrian mother, Alice Asaf, has recounted how ISIS brutally killed hundreds in her village, including her son, for not renouncing his Christian faith. Asaf